There was success for Clare at the Texaco Children's Art Competition, which took place recently. A total of 11 students from the Banner County won top prizes in this year's 70th edition of the renowned art competition. I'm pleased to say, joined in studio by Sinead Askerbabetia from Ennis Art School, and also by Emer Fitzgerald from Ennis Art School, who competed in the competition. Thank you to you ladies for coming in. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
I can tell you're not nervous, are you?
Not at all.
Yeah. Not at all. Well, look, Sinead, we'll start with yourself. You are 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so young and so small, I can barely see you. Tell us a little bit about how you got into art.
I started at Carmel's camp in his school, in his art school. I started when I was 5 or 6. A few years ago.
Okay, so you've really taken to it because you won in your category. So since you've begun drawing and doing art, Sinead, is it something you do a lot of the time?
I do at least once a day.
At least once a day?
Yes.
And tell us about the competition, how you became aware of the Texaco Art Competition and about entering.
So first, Carmel wanted me to do a picture, but the background wasn't really working, so I had to change. It was like a whole dark theme, but then I had to turn it into a bright oak tree background with leaves and trees.
And did it take long to do that?
No, it only took like 2 weeks.
Okay, and when you entered, did you have any hope or expectation that you would win within your category?
I had a lot of hope.
That's what I like to hear. You were a bit confident that you might do well. Mm-hmm. And when you won first prize, then were you that surprised?
Yes, very much.
Well, a lovely thing for to happen. Emer, tell us about your own journey in art. So how long have you been drawing and painting and so on?
Well, I also started in the art camps in the Ennis Art School a few years ago. I started with Carmel Doherty. She is an amazing artist and a great mentor to all of her students. I've been going to her classes regularly for the last maybe 4 years, and she's amazing. Those camps are also running this year for all of July, for like primary school kids. And there's also an advanced camp in August for anyone who's interested.
There you go. A good plug anyway. But clearly it's worked well because you're both beneficiaries of the knowledge that you've learned from the art school, and it's shown its worth in this competition. Emer, tell us a little bit. I've seen the picture of you with your painting. It's very, very impressive.
Oh.
So I have seen. I was very impressed. Tell us a bit about you getting involved with the competition, what your category, which was the category F for age 16 to 18. You came third. Tell us a bit about entering and the whole experience.
Well, I entered last year as well, and I was 15, so I was in category B, and I wasn't really organized. I didn't really put my best into it, and I didn't do very well. So I decided this year I'd really give it a fair shot, and I was in category A this year. I started off, I actually painted that picture at Carmel's advanced camp last year. So that took me about a week. It was really worth the effort, I'd say.
And describe for our listeners what you did.
Well, the painting itself is of an old woman and a dog in a cafe. I think I like chose this painting because like of how much like joy and everything that was like in it, and I like animals too. So
yeah, they look like the lady and the dog are. They look like they've heard the funniest joke ever.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that like came across in the painting. Yeah, no, if I'm happy, if I'm that happy when I'm that age, I'll be.
Yeah, I think we all will be, that's for sure. So you took a week to do it, and Sinead was reasonably confident that she would do well. Had you any expectations? I suppose you had a determination to do better than you had done the previous year, but where
I had no clue I was going to get this far, to be honest. It was a huge surprise. I was hoping for maybe a little art box. There's like the special commendations, I think they're called. I would have been ecstatic with that. But obviously third place is amazing. I'm very proud.
Well done to you. And what does this mean, Sinead, now for you in terms of, you know, you love art, you've entered your work into the Texaco Children's Art Competition, you got first place in your category, which was category E for those aged 6 to 8. Does this just give you the confidence to keep doing art or to keep doing the type of art that you're doing?
Yes, very much.
And I suppose you're going to continue to draw and do things every day. Okay, and what about yourself, Emer? It's, I suppose, likewise now, particularly after last year, this is a fillip to kind of continue pursue art. I don't know, is it something you want to do as a career? Is it very much just a hobby at the moment? There's still school to get through and all of that? Maybe you've ambitions to go to art school?
I'm thinking about it, definitely. I'm not sure at the moment. I'm working in the Ennis Art School for the summer, actually. So it's great experience, and it might help in my future. I'm also doing commissions. If anyone's interested, get in touch through the Ennis Art School. I really enjoy working as an artist. It would be something that I would be very happy to do in the future. And I definitely intend to continue painting and drawing every day.
Well, you know what? I'm very impressed you used this opportunity to put yourself out there for commissions, because that's what any good self-respecting artist has to do. You have to put yourself out there. I suspect we'll be hearing from both of you again at some point in the future. Really, really impressive works from both of you, and congratulations. And I suppose maybe just to finish with Jamie, like, there was so much Clare talent on show, 11 students from Clare winning top prizes. Let's say a lot about the standard of art talent in this county, and does it say a lot about, I suppose, you know, how well it's taught?
Oh God, yeah. Well, I haven't done art in school yet, so I'm not quite sure how it's taught in secondary schools, but from what I've heard, people really enjoy it, and I think that, you know, you can see the talent in Clare. We have the Ennis Art School in Clare, and I think that there's so many good opportunities for young artists to like get out there and learn, and it's definitely something that is rewarded very well in Clare. If you do well, like I'm here on Clare FM, you know, you get good publicity, you get to get out there, it's very encouraged.
Okay, well, look, congratulations to both of you again. Emer Fitzgerald there finished third place in the age 16 to 18 category at the Texaco Children's Art Competition. And to Sinead Askar-Babetia, very well done to you. You won category E in your competition. So well done to both of you. And thank you to both of you for joining us on Morning Focus.